Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Bez Hashem, the Power of Words, Shir number 41. People are experts at continuously insulting themselves. They're those who keep putting themselves down verbally to others. And even more so, they mentally cause themselves a lot of pain and a lot of suffering, a lot of anguish. There's a big difference between the maila of anava, of having humility, and the fault of constantly bashing yourself. Technically, you're not oivrei noas dvarim when you continuously insult yourself. Technically, you're not. But when you do so, you're destroying your own simchas hachayim in life. And you cannot love HaKadosh Baruch Hu if you don't love yourself. You cannot love other people if you don't love yourself. And if you devote your time constantly blaming yourself and bashing yourself, in that way, you will not be able to love Hashem or people the correct way. And there's no way you could be mekayim the mitzvah of Ahavas Yisrael and Ahavas Hashem if you're constantly bashing yourself. So the first thing to do is to be aware that you're actually doing this. Self-criticism could lead to growth and improvement, and it's a positive quality when used the right way. When you constantly depreciate yourself, that's destructive. It brings to a yush, a despair. And when you do that, you cannot grow. When you tell yourself you're a failure, when you tell yourself, I'll never succeed at anything, you tell yourself, I'm so stupid, or everyone else is smarter than me, and I'll never understand things, and when I finally do, I will forget them, and I'll never get anywhere in my studies, or I'll ever never get anywhere in life. This rips a person to shreds. And this is not anova, this is destructive. Or nothing ever goes right for me, I always make mistakes. All these things could lead to actual depression. It's often anxiety, but very often depression. And cognitive therapy is used to fight these concepts. But these self-statements that you make on yourself will not help you become a better person. It will not help you become willing to try harder to work on yourself. It will not work. You need to basically have the confidence to have breakthroughs and persistence and focusing your thoughts on how you could start using your thoughts in a positive way. So instead of saying you're a failure, you reframe that. You say there's no such thing as a failure. If things did not work out yet, as I want them to, I'll keep trying until I accomplish my goals. And even if it takes me longer than others to understand what we are studying, I'll keep studying to the best of my ability. I'm not trying to compete with others. As long as I put in my sincere efforts, that is my goal, and that's beloved by Hashem. All of my mistakes can be used as a learning experience. They teach me what to do next time. And although I do make mistakes, I do a lot of things correctly as well. And that should give you motivation to keep on going. I saw recently from the Sefer Leket Rishimais, which are different notations on what Rav Nosson Vachvogel said, and the one in Elul, whether it's from the Rush or from the Ramban, that you should speak L'chol Adam V'chol Eis, you should speak to every person, and at all times benachas, with a certain calmness, and with an imus, with a pleasantness and a calmness. So he teaches that l'chol adam means you speak to everyone that way, but it first starts with yourself. You need to speak to yourself benachas, with a calmness, with a pleasantness. If you don't speak to yourself with a pleasantness, you won't be able to speak to anyone else with that pleasantness either. B'chol eis, in all times, in your own life. You have to speak to yourself, internal talk, benachas, with a calm, in a calm way. Now, so that's one yisoid that's very important, the concept of making sure you don't insult yourself. And here is an example of insults based on someone confiding in you. So for example, if someone confides in you and tells you a personal matter, never use what he told you against him. When he told you that information, he did it with an understanding that you would be able to help him or her in some way. They might have just needed a sympathetic ear, or they may have wanted just some practical advice. And you have the responsibility to him not to hurt his feelings by using that information later in a belittling way or downgrading manner. So when someone took the courage and decided to confide in you something about themselves that's vulnerable, you guard it as sacred, and you never breach that confidence. And you keep it with you, because it was given to you as a matter of trust to help that person, and never chalila used against that person. This extreme painful form of Inos Devarim is when they insult you based on a private thing they told you. And let's say even if they got upset, you got upset at them for a real reason, whatever the reason may be. Never use information that was entrusted in you to hurt that other person. That's a very, very, very important insight. So going back to the idea of not insulting yourself, not in your mind and not verbally, is very simple. V'haftal riachal kamaycha. You need to love your friend as yourself. That type of self-compassion is healthy. What is self-compassion that's healthy? That's giving the same kindness to ourselves that we would give to others. But there are times, yes, where you could treat yourself a little more stricter than other people when you want to bring yourself to a higher standard, but not to the point of, like we said before, where it causes a bashing of oneself. That is extremely unhealthy. People feel discouraged. They need a glimmer of hope. They need hope. They need to think of themselves as special. They need to think of the good in their life. They need to think of the mindless that they have. And to recognize that they have the ability to grow. So it's okay to be critical of yourself for the purpose of wanting to grow. But it's not okay to insult yourself to the point where you're verbally abusing yourself to the point where it paralyzes you, by labeling yourself and not allowing yourself to grow. And again, the second thing is the keeping of the secret. If someone said something negative information about themselves to you, never use it in a way that could harm that other person ever. Bracha v'atzlacha.